Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It breaks your heart. It's designed to break your heart.
He's got room. He makes the play. And the Yankees have eliminated the Red Sox.
The game begins in the spring when everything else begins again.
Bregman hits his first Fenway homer.
And it blossoms in the summer. Filling the afternoons and evenings, and then as soon as the chill rains come, it stops.
We didn't play defense. The pop-up drops, he's a double, then we walk. It just didn't happen for us tonight.
You count on it, rely on it to buffer the passage of time, to keep the memory of sunshine and high skies alive.
Abreu scores! Roman Anthony's first walk-off hit!
And then just when the days are all twilight, when you need it the most, it stops.
Check swung on, and he went around. He's gone.
And the inning is over. Well, for the Red Sox tonight, this 2025 season that thrilled us so much.
Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it.
While sad, it is wonderful to look back on all the great memories.
The Red Sox are going to the playoffs! Say down! Say hello to October!
That we shared together.
And a team that all year long dug deep, found ways to answer back. Tonight just came up a little short.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Well done, Dan Ball. Well done, boys. Whatever the opposite of running through a brick wall after hearing a montage, that's what we're left with after that. Reality check at Yankee Stadium last night, because your Boston Red Sox were shut out. Fall 4-0, become the first team in the history of baseball to win game one of a three-game wild card series and not win the series. And it was nothing special. It was much of what made them a maddening team at various points during the season. Too many strikeouts, not enough hits, not enough defense, and you go home. And the damn Yankees, those damn Yankees who didn't even play that well, it's not like they were hitting bombs out of the ballpark, they get to go on to Toronto because Cam Schlittler was awesome. One of the great postseason performances by any pitcher. I don't care how old you are or where you're from or who you're DMing after the game, that was an all-time great performance by Cam Schlittler, Walpole's own. Nick Fitzy Stevens, former Boston fan Fitzy picked the Yankees. Fitzy was right. The Red Sox had no chance last night. Things got so bad I had to have Miller Lite and ice cream to get myself through that game, Fitzy.
I would not have wanted to have been your facilities last night and or this morning if you were double Schlittling you were last night. Look, it does bear saying. It brought me no joy picking the Yankees last night. And I just want to ask one question to everybody that was critical of people like us that were critical of the Red Sox in game two. Are you happy they didn't send Eaton now?
That's why you send Eaton right there.
That's why, because you do not have the margin. You do not have the room. You need to take chances. You can't just play safe. You can't play not to lose. That is precisely how a team that is a three-legged dog, that is a car that is driving through the check engine light with bad motor oil, needs to play. You have to get home. You have to play to win the game. It is such a bummer. Yes, Schlittler was incredible last night. Walpole's own. Side note, can we stop with the geo-shaming of the Schlittler family? Like, oh, he said he's from Boston. He's from Walpole. That's 18 miles outside of Boston. If you're in Seattle and somebody asks, where are you from? Are you going to say Walpole, Mass? Nobody's going to give a Cam Schlittler where you're from. You just say Boston because it's easy and convenient enough geographically speaking. But for the love of God, he pitched great. Your Boston Red Sox, Andy, contributed as much to that loss last night as the Yankees did take it from them.
Yeah, the defense was maddening yet again. And I give our guy Alex Cora credit. He was on point when he took Connolly early out, and then he did his on-field interview. So much so that I thought that Ravitch in the booth tried to almost backtrack for him. That's not your job. I think he said what he wanted to say. The defense was not good. That quote-unquote double, and I'm putting that in quotes, that double to center field, Rafaela, he's supposed to be maybe the best Red Sox center fielder we've ever seen. Is that fair, Fitzy? Is that the
metrics say that he's the best defensive center fielder in the game right now?
So what would you say happened there? Why didn't you catch that? He took a terrible route to the ball. I didn't think he was urgent. I actually thought he was running in fear. I think the play from the other night where Abreu came in at hot and bothered, and I think there was a little fear. He was like a receiver going over the middle, and Rodney Harrison was playing safety. He's like, yeah, I'm not really going to go full speed or stick my arms all the way out. Yes, damn ball.
What happened to the two guys that combined to rob a home run in Detroit? There were chemistry between those two at some point, but maybe it was the injury and Abreu missing time, but they were not seemingly talking to each other at all this
or
series.
Pressure, environment, atmosphere.
Could be that as well.
I don't know. You certainly did not get the bounce back game that many were hoping for slash predicting from Jarren Duran. He couldn't hit. He struck out and it didn't really matter. And maybe he has an out because the guy who hit the ball thought it was a home run too, Giancarlo Stanton. But don't tell me Duran went after that ball like he was going to catch it or even get it into the infield quickly. It hit.
No.
And then he was like, oh man, did that just hit the wall? I should probably get my ass over there and throw the ball in the same
way. That was a give up home run trot, Andy.
Well, and that's why I give him just an ounce of out because so did Stanton. Stanton was yelling, screaming, pointing at the dugout, and then all of a sudden had to get his ass in fifth gear to get to second base. That ball, I just wonder if there was a weird win trajectory. When you see the batter and a decent outfielder both get fooled so badly, I wonder if that was a weird one-off situation. But whatever, you can't let that happen. That's a perfect example to kids. Get your ass out there and get that baseball. Red Sox lose 4-0. It's a Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. We will get into the loss. We'll get into the season. Was it a success? Was it a failure? Where is it going? Who do you blame? All that and more next on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we're going to talk to Jeremy Springer, the special teams coordinator of your New England Patriots, a week after Marcus Jones was the best special teams player in football. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and early on, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.